USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election next year. Romney is urging a new generation to lead Congress. He emphasizes the need for increased youth involvement in voting. Romney also suggests it would be beneficial if both Donald Trump and President Biden stepped aside to let their parties choose from the next generation of leaders. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry. The White House's message calls on news organizations to challenge what it perceives as falsehoods and misinformation circulated by Republicans. That's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden's alleged gains from his son Hunter's international business ventures. Escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante was apprehended Wednesday morning in Pennsylvania. He was found hiding in a field under foliage and logs.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says tactical teams used thermal tech to locate him overnight, waiting for daylight to move in. Cavalcante had escaped Chester County Prison 2 weeks ago, shortly after receiving a life sentence for his ex-girlfriend's murder. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un vowed full and unconditional support for Russia's President Vladimir Putin today as the two leaders held a summit at an East Russian spaceport. Putin told Russian state TV that the two countries have lots of interesting projects and that there are opportunities for working as equals. And the NFL Players Association is urging the league to transition all stadium fields to natural grass. The plea follows New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers' Achilles tendon injury in his debut. This is USA News.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. 800-208-8642. That's 800-208-8642.
Inflation is climbing, with recent data indicating a 3.7% increase in the Consumer Price Index. That's up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is a comprehensive gauge of inflation, encompassing consumer prices for items ranging from groceries to fuel. The United Auto Workers Union is set to strike against Detroit's big three automakers if agreements aren't reached by Thursday. The UAW union leader has verified that workers have overwhelmingly voted in favor of the strike if it becomes necessary. Should GM, Ford, and Stellantis fail to meet demands concerning wage hikes, pension plans, and job security, more than 140,000 union members are prepared to walk out. Fast food workers in California are about to get a minimum wage bump to $20 per hour thanks to a recent labor deal.
It's now included in a state legislative proposal that's gaining traction among California lawmakers. This comes after Service Employees International Labor Union in the Golden State managed to negotiate higher wages with fast food restaurant companies. In exchange, California lawmakers will give those company owners a break on any rules violations that occur at the franchise store level. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And according to new evidence uncovered by the James Webb Space Telescope, a planet that is just about 120 light years away from Earth may be flowing with water. The investigation with the telescope has revealed that the exoplanet K2-18b may have some key features that could support water and life. I'm John Schaefer, USA.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.